Personally, the worst ones for me is memory problems, so vibro fog, that's what we call it. Achy joints, they're usually made worse from activities that use your muscles, like walking upstairs, taking long walks. Even when you're not doing any activity, you get constant pain. This can cause you to not sleep very well. Because you're constantly having to move your legs, get in a comfortable position, which you never really get to. So that causes insomnia, and you get tired, and that causes you not to be able to think properly the next day, which then in effect causes the fibro fog. My family, that it was quite hard to understand because you get flare-ups. So 1 week it could be really bad, and you're finding it really hard to even move around. My family, they could mistake you from being a little bit lazy, because they can't be in your shoes, and because it's an invisible illness, people won't give you the empathy that you could possibly expect from an illness, disability that's actually visible.
And so now you're trying to raise awareness of fibromyalgia, and you've set up a group, is that right, to try and do that?
I set up the group, I think, just less than a month ago, and it's already got quite popular. Like I said, my family, I've decided to. The first meeting was at my house, and thinking of myself, I thought maybe my mum could get involved in the meeting because she has chronic pain as well, but it's not fibro. And she joined in and she understood, and it just comes to show that talking about it, there was about 10 people at the meeting, just talking about it, face to face, can really make other people understand, because they can physically see that my mum saw that those people who came actually share a lot in common with the condition than I do. And she's slowly starting to understand, and I just think everyone needs that sort of view. We talk about everything, like how people deal with it, so artwork. So some of us, we talk about painting, because I do oil paintings on my low days when I can't do much, and that's quite doesn't really use much physical activity, and it settles the mind. But other people make jewelry, others just take short walks, they go out with their dogs for company. So many people deal with it in many ways, and they talk about their diets and how their diet's changed. From the group, I've changed my diet to a paleo diet, and that's worked excellently so far.